This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Testicle 1-2, the Reverend is in, will be starting in about a minute or two. Okay, are all of our microphones working? The big phallic microphone is working. The weapon of mass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes member microphone is working. So we are ready anytime. Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist look like they're in reasonable condition and arguably functional. I am ready. Just give the word. Okay, now. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight, the theme is Right to Privacy Day 2010. And we have a huge playlist. We have a special guest to provide an opposing point of view from the people against the choice of removing ticks and tapeworms, and a lot to provide regarding the present, but the past is totally relevant to the present when it comes to Right to Privacy Day. The Supreme Court case that was fought by Bill Baird to legalize birth control for non-married people, and a case that set the primary legal precedent for Roe versus Wade, which more or less legalized abortion. And, oh, a shitload more, but you don't want to miss the show. We're going to play the first set right now. Let's get rid of the fundamentalists, the teabags, crazy fucks, and the Ron Paul drones and all these other stunads with a band called Satan's Cheerleaders.
My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. I believe you into my heart, Lord Jesus, wash
Cause no. We'll be right back.
radiovolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at reverendwoodburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookBurn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craftist. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
Jetzt sind wir im Vertrauen. Nicht mehr, was eine schöne Stelle ist, die wir öffnen aufsehen. Sie haben zuvor schon auf die Stelle vor.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye.
Okay, that was a recording of the usual introduction of the last umpteen years, recorded before the last election, of course. And that means that you did not hear the playlist for the first set of tunes. So that means you heard Cradle of Filth doing Lord Abortion. Jello Biafra with Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted from Alternative Tentacles label, AlternativeTentacles.com. The Firemen with Mickey Dolenz, former Monkees drummer and vocalist, did California Sun. Vanessa German did Thank You. Sister Bertha Bangers did Pentecostal Women Look Weird from her Below the Bible Belt CD. Stark did On the Edge and started off with two tracks from the Infinity CD by Satan's Cheerleaders, I'm Damned and Devil's Angels.
This is Reverend Book Burner Show. It's called The Reverend Is In, and tonight is Right to Privacy Day 2010. There is a very good chance that we are going to go overtime because there's so much to cover and so many tunes, but I wanted this to be a full and complete celebration of Right to Privacy Day. Plus, I want to give our guest some time to speak. Plus, we have a pledge to do, and we told the first lover, the ex of anti-choice terrorist Neil Horsley, that we would read her letter. And it's interesting because she happens to be a mule, and we're not making that up. He has said that in interviews and has confirmed that his first was a mule. So we went to find her and obtained a letter from her to read to anti-choice terrorist Neil Horsley. And he's the guy who had the abortion doctor hit list on the internet and recently was arrested for issuing a death threat against Elton John on YouTube. So anyway, we'll read a letter from his ex later, and we have a pledge to help the enablers of the Church of Pedophilia, which is even more exposed as more of their priest sexual abuse scandals come to light internationally. So all of that is to come, plus two more great set lists. In 2 weeks, we are going to have our Easter show. We're not doing Palm and Stroke Sunday this year, but we've missed the last couple of Easters. So on April 4th, in 2 weeks, yet we're going to revive the theme Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And then 2 weeks after that, on April 18th, Reverend Book Burns' birthday show. Don't know what's happening with either of those two shows regarding guests and some maybes. But as you know, I no longer announce people unless they are definite or close to definite, because then you don't have to feel cheated if you're expecting a guest and they don't show up. So let's see, we heard some new tunes on the first set of tunes here tonight, and there has definitely been a surge, a spike, if you will, of attention. I think the social networking sites, as they're called, are largely responsible for that. MySpace and Facebook. And even though some of these people aren't even, you know, officially on friends lists, they've been sending their CDs anyway. And if it's reasonable sounding or better, we'll play it. And so we got a CD from Stark, and we got one from the Firemen that we played on the first set with the Ex-Monkeys member Mickey Dolenz on guest vocals. And it's cool because we like turning people onto new music, anything that hasn't been overkilled from the ever-worsening corporate entertainment industry, and also give the band exposure, turn people on to things they haven't heard before, etc. So keep them coming, and there's a good chance we'll play it. We won't play anybody who is a total asshole, like Toby Keith or Ted Nugent or Charlie Daniels or any shithead like that, or comedian Dennis Miller, who isn't funny anyway. And so anybody who gets on the asshole list doesn't get played, but people who are reasonably good or better and reasonably cool or better have a very good shot at being played. And I don't know if we have more new stuff or not. That was there's definitely new to the show tracks that you're going to hear tonight, but just wanted to clear that up about where all these new CDs in the last couple of months have been coming from. Let's see, we have new birthdays tonight to cover, have a couple of deaths, and the main one, of course, is the late Dr. Lonnie Myers. She died, I believe, at age 87 recently, I think before the last show, so we may have talked about it. Now my brain is a blur, thanks to these guys. But she was being taken care of by Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League. And she was one of the early providers of legal abortion. She also defended people of any and all alternative lifestyles, wrote umpteen papers in her time. And we have a link at the newly updated ReverendBookburn.com. There's a lot of stuff there, but even if you ignore most of it, check out Lonnie Myers' papers. And farewell and love and honor and respect to her. Another death is Granny D, who died at age 100, and she was active for social justice until the very end. And was just this absolutely amazing, amazing person. And even Maude from the movie Harold and Maude only lived to around 80, and of course was wild and crazy and arguably the coolest character ever, living or fiction. And Granny D stayed active and true to herself until the very end at age 100. And there's a video, a DVD you can get about her when she ran for office at age 94, entitled Run Granny Run. Actor from the original Mission Impossible show, Peter Graves, died. And he was a great actor and in a lot of really good stuff. One thing, I bring it up, not to bring up like everybody who died, because that would be the whole show, every show, but I wanted to bring him up because no article about him even mentions this movie from the 70s, or I think 79, which was out of this world fantastic. And it's always in the horror section, if it is carried at all. It probably doesn't belong there. It probably belongs in, like, I don't know, suspense or something. But it's about, like, a real asshole candidate, like a George W. Bush type, you know, running for president, and a secretive corporate-run place that has began the development of cloning. And we'll just leave it at that. But it was a fantastic film. He was great acting in it. Everybody was, actually. And it's highly recommended if you can find it. It's entitled Parts, The Clonus Horror. And farewell to Peter Graves. Okay. As of leaving home and heading off to do this show, it sounded like healthcare reform was going to be a done deal. And it was important, and it's a victory of sorts, because It was watered down. There's a lot of gift giving to the evil insurance industry. And there's an absence now of the public option. Although Grayson and some other people who are more ethical than their peers and more with the program than their peers are trying to get public option even after the fact. And one of the biggies for tonight is they didn't pass that insane STUPAC amendment, but they pledged to issue, or the president pledged to issue an executive order that was, and this is what makes it sound horrifying already, something that would please total Taliban wannabe ass wipes like Bart Stupak and people who believe their wildly anti-choice views and representation of bishops and other pedophiles trumps reforming healthcare for all of the people who've been without it and people who've been fucked by the healthcare industry throughout the Bush years and the years prior. So anyway, if it was enough to please those kinds of fucks, then it sounds like something that is worth fighting on an ongoing basis. However, for now, it's a high and a victory of sorts and worth celebrating, as well as the theme of tonight. And I don't get into electoral politics, as you know. I consider the Democrats to be Republican light, and both are pretty much corporate brothel workers, one just a little more extreme than the other. Well, I don't even want to say a little more extreme. These guys are shaking their heads. Okay, not a little more extreme, a lot more extreme. But I tend to not get into it, and I don't endorse people ever. However, I'm not going to advocate that anybody do this, but just saying that I personally am going to do this because Bart Stupak is such an anti-choice piece of shit and person who threatened to bring down the whole health care bill because of his anti-choice views. I personally am going to raise money for the progressive woman who is going to run against him in the Democratic primaries in Michigan, Connie Saltonstall. And so she has my support, and she's going to get money and even money I get out of other people. So Stupak needs to be, on an ongoing basis, spoken out against and commented about on blogs and in response to articles, because the total dickheads, the teabaggers, the anti-choice people, they're the ones who live on those pages and live to make statements to the contrary. And that needs to be countered in a big way, and including on the subject of Bart Stupak. All right, losing my voice, but that's okay. A shout out to Angie Jackson. She is the brave woman who did a live, I believe, Twittering of her abortion. And she's been enduring all kinds of threats and harassment from pro-life people because they like to threaten and kill. And she's a very brave woman, and she's still outspoken. She's not inhibited or frightened by these assholes, and she is making great videos on YouTube. We've provided some links to those and recommend checking them out. What else is going on? And more good news. There have been doctors who have been volunteering. We're offering to replace Dr. Tiller, who was one of the few doctors in the nation willing to provide late-term abortions, which save so many women's lives. And when he was killed in 2009, assassinated by an anti-abortion terrorist and a total clone of the Al-Qaeda types, after his killing, there was a void in service providing, and there was a lacking of service providing, and his own clinic was shut down. So now there are doctors emerging, and a big salute and shout out to them for providing late-term abortions, which are absolutely necessary, and hopefully more will follow suit. Speaking of these idiot teabaggers, in their last-ditch effort to stop healthcare, it's not enough that they bullshit, invent figures, invent statistics, invent myths and fantasies about what healthcare is. They went so far as to spit on members of Congress and yell the N-word to African-American members of Congress, and the fag word to other members of Congress. These are the assholes that said that we were wrong and other critics were wrong for saying that racism was a big part of their movement, which it most definitely is. And they still cannot handle the last election. And it almost doesn't matter what the issue is. They're going to get hysterica, repeat lies from Dick Armey and Dickless Cheney and his fuckhead daughter and all these other right-wing think tanks, and of course the ultimate spin zone, Fox News. And they're just going to repeat the hysteria and go rabid. They are racists, they are homophobes, and they proudly exhibited that in their farewell healthcare protest. All right, getting talked out. We are probably going way over time because we have too much to do. We have a guest from the People Against the Choice of Removing Ticks and Tapeworms, a pro-life organization, and we're going to read the letter from the mule, who was anti-choice terrorist Neil Horsley's first lover. We'll do the pledge now. All right, those two are coming up in more news. And anybody who missed the show, who you want to recommend it to, tell them that it will be at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net in either a couple of days or a week, depending on technical issues. Thanks to a recording engineer and co-producer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat. Okay. A very necessary question to ask is, if a pedophile who was targeting either your children or the children of someone you know approached you with a collection plate and stating that he was taking up a collection for his fellow pedophiles and himself, what would be your response? Well, strange as it must seem, there are people who need to be told not to financially and in any other way support a pedophile ring. And not just a pedophile ring, but the largest pedophile ring in modern history. If after 30 years of reports about priest pedophilia and cover-ups by bishops and cardinals, even all the way up to the inner circles of the Pope, the present one and the one before him, if you need to be told not to be an enabler of something so shocking and horrifying and scandalous and just unbelievable, then you have tuned into the right show. Not only have we done several shows regarding our successful program, Rehab for Pedophile Priests, but now we are ready to help you. And that is to take an anti-enablers pledge. So if you have donated to them or encouraged them to use their influence and power to shape Taliban-like policies in a supposed democracy, or assist or enabled them to wreak more havoc around the world, anybody anywhere in the world who hears this and needs to take the pledge can do so right now, which means you have to be ready to repeat after Reverend Bookburn until the very end of this pledge. Get ready. Repeat. If no, that's the first part. If a pedophile was targeting in a collection plate, blah, blah, blah. All right. The pledge part. Start repeating. I have the ability to be strong enough to stop enabling the largest pedophile ring in modern history. I have the ability to think for myself and be Dark Ages cult free. I have the ability to not enable pedophiles who want to fuck up reproductive freedom, sexual freedom for adults, health care, the Constitution, and the separation of church and state. We don't need a pedophile version of the Taliban. Okay, hopefully you have been set free. We're going to get into the second set of tunes, and including the song about Bill Baird. Bill Baird, briefly, we've covered this 1,000 times, fought the Supreme Court case in 1972 that legalized birth control for non-married people and set the primary legal precedent for Roe versus Wade, which pretty much legalized abortion. And fights to this day, and they're at prochoiceleg.org. If you have a few bucks, please send it to them. And we just did. And you're going to hear the song about him by Sandy Rapp in the middle of this set. But first, let us play a classic from 1972, the same year as Baird versus Eisenstadt, on Apple Records, produced by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. This is the original version by David Peel and the Lower East Side, the title song from their album. The Pope Smokes Dope.
It's a beautiful place, the village. The kids are still coming from out of town to the village. And they're singing, there's a nice guy singing the Pope Smokes Dope, and all the sort of songs in Washington Square. It was beautiful, you know what I mean?
The Pope Smokes Dope! The Dope Smokes Pope! The Pope Smokes Dope!
We're just practicing for now. So look, obey a book if that's what works for you. But I don't tell you how to pray. So don't you tell me how to screw. Keep your Jesus off my penis. Keep your Bible off my balls. Keep your prayers out of my ears and your crosses off my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the Resurrection too. Keep your Jesus off my penis. I'll keep my penis off of you. So you were screaming bloody murder about the Taliban regime. For subjugating women and being too extreme and basing legislation on some ancient holy book. Does that sound a bit familiar? Here's a mirror. Have a look. And as for the Ten Commandments, they need one more at least. Thou shalt never cover up the acts of pervert priests. Well, how they let that happen? Unless they just abhor us. Well, anyway, adds another layer to the chorus. Keep your Jesus off my penis. Keep your Bible off my balls. Your prayers out of my ears and your crosses on my walls. You can keep the Virgin Mother and the Resurrection. person and then protect a single cell. But mercy killed the terminally ill and you're going straight to hell. I don't know much about the word of God. Far be it from me. But I can tell you what it ain't. That's hypocristianity. Well, I am not anti-Christian. Before you grab a rope, there is beauty in religion and joy and love and hope. And we're all looking for that answer. Some colossal cosmic cause. But who the fuck are you to turn your views into my laws? It's just believers in the Bible that would have abortion banned. Anti-choice agnostics, I could count them on one hand. And as for killing babies, I've got but one retort. If someone raped your daughter, George, you'd beg her to abort. And if some young girl from your church shows up with child or some infection, because you told her what a horrid sin it was to use protection, well, one day you'll face the pearly gates. And what you gonna say? When that long-haired Jewish peacenik sends your ass the other way, say, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep your Bible off my balls, keep your prayers out of my ears, and your crosses off my walls. I've had it up to here with all the bibliophiles you spew, so keep your Jesus off my penis, but at least that's what I will do. Yeah, keep your Jesus off my penis, keep my penis off of you. That's if you want me to.
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Gabriel said to Mary, my whining about the violence of anti-abortion terrorists and talking about providing care for the people who don't have access to it. And now this show is going to be playing a song by DOA from their Festival of Atheists CD that is more whining and complaining about anti-choice terrorists, a track entitled A Gun and a Bomb.
Yeah. for my dick.
CD, Pope on a Rope. The Damned did Anti-Pope from the Machine Gun Etiquette CD. DOA did A Gun and a Bomb, and that's about anti-choice terrorists, from their Festival of Atheists CD at Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. Before DOA, you heard Anti-Flag doing Right to Choose. Sandy Rapp did Ballad of Billy Baird from her Flag and the Rainbow CD. From South Park, you heard The Virgin Mary. The band Davey, Deborah, Keith from Davey did the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo. Eric Schwartz did Keep Your Jesus Off My Penis and started off with David Peel and the Lower East Side doing The Pope Smokes Dope. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Right to Privacy Day 2010. And we have so much shit to cover. Some of it I'm going to skip. Some of it I'm only going to do 2 seconds worth instead of 5 minutes. And because I want to get to the letter to Neil Horsley from his ex-lover, the Mule. A shout out to the people who did the pro-immigrants rights march in D.C. Over 200,000 participants, way bigger than this little group of crazy fuckhead racist homophobic teabaggers, but almost little media attention. Shout out to the pro-immigrants rights march with over 200,000 people, and also a shout out to the anti-war action in which Cindy Sheehan and probably a few others got arrested. Also a large action, also not as much coverage as afforded to the little group of bigoted retarded tea baggers. Speaking of retarded, Sarah Palin's in the news again. She has admitted that on at least one occasion, she and her family went to Canada to take advantage of the evil socialized medicine single payer system, universal health care, humane coverage in Canada. So, I thought that was interesting. I think that speaks for itself. Let's see, what else? Oh, war criminal and corporate criminal and total scumbag Karl Rove wrote a book to rewrite history and to rewrite the war. And the criminal Bush regime years, and still has the guts. Well, he has lots of guts, as you can see looking at him. But he has the guts to go on television and criticize the current president. And it's okay for people to do that, but not these assholes who were criminals during the Bush regime. It's not okay for Dick Cheney and Karl Rove to do that. And it's even more amazing that he'll show his face in public, not just because of his 8 years of crimes, but because he's been outed as a guy who frequented DC gay bars and was known in those bars he went to as Miss Piggy. Now, as degrading as that is to the real Miss Piggy, it's hilarious, and there's nothing whatsoever wrong with that. It's just funny that, considering his hatred and bigotry, you know, he's another Senator Larry Craig or Pastor Ted Haggard or any of these other douchebags that are screaming hypocrites. Since anti-choice idiots insist on saying that people who are pro-choice are supporting a movement where in the early days it was inspired by racists, and that is one of their many lies. It would take about 20 shows and no music to just respond to their lies and bullshit. But one lie that we're not going to let go by for now is that the early advocates for choice, specifically Margaret Sanger, had racist motivation, and that is false and it is a lie. And in a nation where practically all of it was racist before the 60s, in the early 1900s, Margaret Sanger came from left-wing circles, labor organizers, and yes, even demi-evil socialists, as the teabaggers would say, and were among the very few pockets of the entire nation that were outspoken against racism. Yeah, they were pro-labor, they were pro-civil rights, they were pro women's rights, they were anti-war, they were pro-union, and such efforts led to the humane work laws that that the anti-union people enjoy to this day, the 40-hour work week, the elimination of child labor, and an endless list that is not acknowledged. Sanger came out of those circles, and when she heard the great Emma Goldman going around speaking and advocating birth control and abortion rights in the days when they were even beating up women who were advocating the right to vote and wearing big formal dresses and all of that, Emma Goldman went 10 times further, advocating the full economic and sexual emancipation of all women and the right to safe and legal birth control and abortion. And of course, speaking like that got her arrested many times. Margaret Sanger saw her speak on the subject, saw her get arrested, and that was her calling, as she put it afterwards. So when you read all this horseshit from anti-choice people, as well as the insanely laughable attempts at trying to manipulate people of color by saying it's black genocide and all this other stupid shit, it's even more racist because they are from right-wing circles, and they're allied with far-right politicians. They're supporters of Reagan, the two Bushes, supporters of right-wing groups who not only oppose abortion, but have opposed any anti-racism measures historically, and then they want to say, well, we define who is a racist, and we are declaring Margaret Sanger and the abortionists to be racist. So that needed to be said because of the saturation of total bullshit that comes out of the anti-choice circles. Now, one of the things you've been waiting for, we are definitely going over time, because we have a letter and a guest. It really, really was said by Neil Horsley, the anti-choice terrorist who long published the abortion doctor's hit list, drew a line through his name, through the doctor's name, if he got killed, grayed out the name if he got wounded, on and on. The guy who's been a Christian jihadist for decades and part of the Army of God and the Christian version of Al-Qaeda. He has admitted in an interview that his first lover, his first sexual experience, was with a mule. I can't say it without laughing. And I feel bad. I apologize to the mule for laughing. But he said this. So don't think that's a part of the humor. He really did say that. And then when the world, you know, pointed their finger at him, he still said it. Yeah, I did it. I was a fool. Anyway, so we decided to visit the mule. Her name is Becky, and she wrote a letter to Neil Horsley shortly after he was arrested for his YouTube video in which he issued a death threat to Elton John for saying that Jesus was probably an intelligent gay man. This is the letter. My darling Neil, it's been a long time, but it is me, your first love, writing. I have never forgotten the night you lost your virginity with me. It kind of hurt me that you focused on other animals after you had your way with me. I remember your buddy asking what you would do if I got pregnant. You said you would make me give birth to our interspecies life form. That hurt, too. I know you hear voices and have a big homicidal streak, but I was surprised to hear that you were arrested for issuing a death threat against Elton John on a YouTube video. I know he upset you when he said that Jesus was probably an intelligent gay man, but honey, he was into feet, befriending sex workers, and hanging out with 12 guys. He was like some of your friends in that regard. But besides all of that, were we not listening to Elton's music when you decided to get sexual with me? Anyway, I'm not embarrassed to have been your first mule, but please honor the memory of our intimacy and stop threatening Elton John. And if you're ever inclined again, I wouldn't mind hearing your yee-haw again. Love you, Becky. All right. We said we would read it for her, and we did. Thank you, Becky. Ex-lover and mule of anti-choice successionist and threatener of Elton John, Neil Horsley. And former congressional candidate on the Creators' Rights Party. I can't. Now these guys are going to have me laughing and unable to stop. I blame them for my current state of being. Now we have to bring out a guest. We almost never do this because of the saturation of outlets and of the anti-choice people and the right wing and the opposing views. And it's like, well, Christ, there's the History Channel and Fox News and 100 publications and websites and television stations and whatever. So we never do that, but tonight we are going to. We're going to let the opposing point of view present itself on our show, despite the 50 million other outlets that they have. And we're going to bring him out now. And I know Halliburton Ernie is all excited that he's going to be here. But tonight, from people against the choice of removing ticks and tapeworms, please be welcome. Please welcome and be friendly to Bert Stupid Sack. Bert, welcome to The Reverend Is In. I know it's probably awkward for you to be here, but let us just say that nobody's here to argue. We just want to hear what your point of view is. And I know you got to go because you're going to a tick and tapeworm rescue later. But in the time you do have to be with us, could you explain a little about your organization?
Yes, thank you. Yes, and hello to Ernie. It's been a while. Yes, I represent people against the choice of removing ticks and tapeworms, and we get a lot of donations from Dr. Greed and the religious right, and in fact, we don't even have to work anymore. We just live on our donations and go around preaching, but we obviously not only believe in the sanctity of fetal life, but also the life of ticks and tapeworms. And we believe that the host does not have a right to take the easy way out and get rid of them. The host thinks that his or her rights supersedes the right of the tick and the tapeworm. And we want to educate people as to why that is wrong.
Well, okay, so you guys are so pro-life that you're not only fixated on the fetus, but also ticks and tapeworms. Anybody else? How do you feel about let's say babies or children or adult humans even?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend Bookburn, because I promised I would be. But my organization, People Against the Choice of Removing Ticks and Tapeworms, and of course myself, actually don't give a flying fuck about already born humans. Yes, we do hate healthcare and social services, and we try to work with people and help them to understand that they really don't have a right to remove or kill a tick or a tapeworm. We provide counseling for those who are considering such acts. We like to commit acts of harassment or even terrorism against those who either remove ticks and tapeworms or assist in the removal of ticks and tapeworms, or, and this is very important, or sell products that lead to the elimination of ticks and tapeworms.
Okay, is that it?
Yes, that's all I have to say. Please support us and send donations. They're tax deductible because we're also an officially recognized faith-based operation and church. So it's all tax-free for us, and you can get a tax deduction for donating. This is Bert Stupid Sack from People Against the Choice of Removing Ticks and Tapeworms.
All right, thank you, Bert. And the first show we're Bert and Ernie were represented. And again, we're going overtime. We have a complete third set of tunes and more shit that we didn't quite cover or announce that we can kind of quickly breeze by before the end. And then we'll do the closing tune. Now, it is time for one of the greatest of the hardcore bands of the early 80s, but one that did not get its recognition that was due in the subsequent years and in times of hardcore revivals. From New York City, this band is called Heart Attack, and this is their song in support of women. It's entitled Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice.
Bush and I
approve this message.
Like he loves you. And no one cares like he cares. Neighbors, let us join today in the holy love of God and money. Because neighbors, no one loves you like he loves you. And what better way to show your love than to dig deep into your pockets? Dig real deep and give until it hurts. Alleviate your guilt. Free yourself once again because he gave to you, brothers and sisters. 10, 25, or 50.
say we lighten things up and talk about abortion? You know, I feel like I'm losing some of you here, and I want to win all of you back with this one. Let's talk about abortion. Let's talk about child killing and see if we can't get some chuckles rippling through the room here. Let's talk about mass murder of young, unborn children and see if we can't coalesce into one big, healthy gut laugh. Boy, I've never seen an issue so divisive. You ever seen? It's like a civil war, isn't it? Even amongst my friends, who are all very intelligent, they are totally divided on abortion. It's unbelievable. Some of my friends, for instance, think these pro-life people are annoying idiots. Other of my friends think these pro-life people are evil fucks. How are we going to come to a consensus? You ought to hear the arguments around my house. They're annoying. They're idiots. They're evil. They're fucks. Brothers, sisters, come together. We once just join hands and think of them as evil, annoying idiot fucks. I beseech you. But that's me, Libra rising. The scales. And strangely enough, Shiva, the destroyer. Who would have thunk it? We're pro-life. Ooh, you look it. Look like you're filled with life. Oh, little kids, please don't adopt me. Please don't adopt me. We're your new Christian pro-life parents. Oh, where's the tower? Where's the gun? Where's the tower? Where's the gun? I was adopted by pro-life Christians when I was a kid. Does my penis make me a bad boy? That's what they told me. Give me the Satan-worshipping family down the block. The ones that have the good albums. Suddenly I'm adopted by the Flanders, you know. Hi, Bill. Isn't it another beautiful God-created morning? We're pro-life. It's like, what does that make me? You know what I mean? You're so pro-life. You're so pro-life. Do me a fucking favor. Don't block med clinics. Okay? Lock arms and block cemeteries. Let's see how fucking committed you are to this premise. She can't come in. She was 96. She was hit by a bus. There's options. We gotta have her stuffed? What are you talking about? She's dead. We're pro-life. Get her out of that casket. Get her out. She's not going. We're pro-life people. There'll be no death on this planet. Pro-life. And I always say, see, my theory, here's my actual theory, beyond the huge, hilarious jokes I have. Here's my real theory, though. If you're so pro-life and you're so pro-child, then adopt one that's already here that's very unwanted and very alone and needs someone to take care of it to get it out of a horrible situation. Okay? And people say, well, why don't you do that? And I say, because I hate fucking kids and couldn't care less. Couldn't give a fuck. Don't care about it all about abortion. It's your choice. Case closed, the end, bottom line. And by the way, a three-month-old kid in your belly is not a fucking human being, okay? It's a bunch of little congregate of cells. You're not a human till you're in my phone book. There, my hat is now in the political ring. There's
1, 2, 3, 4! We'll be right back. Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons, and then there are those that follow Mohammed, but I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. To be a six-footer, you don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came, because every sperm is sacred, every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quiet.
one of the reasons I just could not cut any songs out of the playlist and go way over time. Yet another classic for the anti-choice terrorists and the racist, homophobic teabaggers and all these other assholes running amok and being corporate dupes and all that kind of shit. Here is their anthem and theme song by Bitch Cat entitled Inbred.
I want to know, how long are you all going to be on Earth? And if you can go back to Venus, are you going back?
Yeah. is Dr. Lovell Holmes, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Symbols.
Hey, the ruling to the party.
Congress were members
rooms of the hospital.
Now we need Fart Sounds for Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chung. The people who are extremists, who are anti-choice terrorists, who bomb or shoot people in the name of life, are mentally ill, and hopefully will get their psych meds now that we have health care. But the legislators, the people who are in power, the people who at least have the pretense of being rational human beings, to do something that's that supportive of the Al-Qaeda clones and the anti-choice movement, something so supportive of religious zealots who are just as crazy as the religious zealots anywhere else in the world, to restrict rights, bully pregnant women, and pass these ever-increasingly asinine laws against choice, against birth control and abortion, and attempting to sabotage even health care to be anti-choice. All anti-choice legislatures, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, we can kill the fight sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. Man or Astro Man did Destination Venus from their classic Destroy All Astro Men CD. Before that, Bitch Cat did the Teabaggers theme, Inbred. Behind Enemy Lines did The Army of God from Monty Python's soundtrack of The Meaning of Life. You heard Every Sperm is Sacred. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Before that, Bill Hicks did Pro-Life from his comedy CD Rant in E minor. Before Bill Hicks, you heard Icons of Filth doing Vivisector, and that was from the Animal Liberation Benefit CD. This is the ALF. Bad Religion did Voice of God is Government and started that set off with two tracks by the legendary Heart Attack doing Man's World, The Oldest Prejudice, and Wheels Over Indian Trails. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Right to Privacy Day 2010. Gone way over time, but it was worth it. Tonight's show was in memory of Dr. Lonnie Myers and Granny D, both of whom passed away recently. Check out Granny D's DVD, Run Granny Run. The anti-fur movie Skin Trade and Michael Moore's latest film, now on DVD, Capitalism, A Love Story. Thank you to Bill Baird for fighting the case to the Supreme Court in 1972 that legalized birth control for non-married people and made the Roe versus Wade decision, also in the Supreme Court, possible. And you can thank him yourself, Bill Baird and Joni Scott, at prochoiceleague.org. And they could always use a few bucks if you have them. Thank you to Pastor Rex Cat for recording and archiving the shows. And there's a lot of archives from and old shows that are being revisited thanks to Pastor Rex Cat. A lot of the best shows from 2002 and more are to come, including shows from 2003, all at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. And this show should be available there in a couple of days. Write to me, RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Website always updated, reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, first name, The Rev. Last name, Bookburn. And on the info tab, there's also a link for the Reverend Bookburn fan site. And again, please go to ProChoiceLeague.org and say thank you to Bill Baird and Joni Scott, even if you can't donate any money. And we will be back in 2 weeks on April 4th for Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. And 2 weeks after that, Rev Bookburn's birthday show. Let's see, we're going to have to play a farewell tune before we get out of here. We're going to play a track from Freedom of Choice, a benefit compilation of various artists benefiting pro-choice causes. And musically, these are kind of new wavy hits, but covered by actual punk bands a decade later. And this is an interesting track. It's actually a Kate Bush cover done by White Flag from the benefit compilation Freedom of Choice. This is entitled Wuthering Heights. Good night.
To Employed. Wham! master of the whirling pimple tides. He tried and cried until the rusted hinge aside, and then he stepped inside. He found her there, swimming in her seaweed hair, looking vaguely like a robber who had hung herself with underwear. Phosphorescent green and the sex that made him see. In Dutch comedy and a patron, this wrinkled flesh man is a living god.
Searching, he found death, torn to pieces by rabid penguins.
Hey.